Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Bill Crowder, and I titled today's reading, Beautifully Broken. Our bus finally arrived at our much-anticipated destination, an archaeological dig in Israel where we would actually do some excavation work of our own. The site's director explained that anything we might unearth had been untouched for thousands of years. Digging up shards of broken pottery, we felt as though we were touching history. After an extended time, we were led to a workstation where those broken pieces from huge vases shattered long, long ago were being put back together. The picture was crystal clear. Those artisans reconstructing centuries-old broken pottery were a beautiful representation of the God who loves to fix broken things. In Psalm 31, verse 12, David wrote, "I am forgotten as though I were dead. I have become like broken pottery." Though no occasion is given for the writing of this psalm, David's life difficulties often found voice in his laments, just like this one. The song describes him being broken down by danger, enemies, and despair. So where did he turn for help? In verse 16, David cries out to God, "Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love." The God who is the object of David's trust is the same one who still fixes broken things today. All he asks is that we call out to him and trust in his unfailing love. Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 31, verses 12 to 24. "I am forgotten as though I were dead. I have become like broken pottery, for I hear many whispering, terror on every side. They conspire against me and plot to take my life. But I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of my enemies, from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. Let me not be put to shame, Lord, for I have cried out to you. But let the wicked be put to shame and be silent in the realm of the dead. Let their lying lips be silenced, for with pride and contempt they speak arrogantly against the righteous. How abundant are the good things that you have stored up for those who fear you, that you bestow in the sight of all on those who take refuge in you. In the shelter of your presence you hide them from all human intrigues. You keep them safe in your dwelling from accusing tongues. Praise be to the Lord, for he showed me the wonders of his love when I was in a city under siege. In my alarm I said, 'I am cut off from your sight.' Yet you heard my cry for mercy when I called to you for help. Love the Lord, all his faithful people. The Lord preserves those who are true to him, but the proud he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord." Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you are a very present help in time of trouble, and that in the times that we feel we will be broken by the circumstances of life, that you can put us back together and restore us and heal us in your love. Grant us your mercy, Father, that as we approach the difficult times of life, we can do so in the strength of your love and in the might of your grace. Help us and heal us when we're broken, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.